We're talking to a lady who said her husband was a big IRS bigwig, beat her up, called the cops, broken arm, halfway knocked out. He says, hey, she believes in conspiracies, so they lock her up, say she's mentally ill. And that's really what they do. They do that all the time now. In prison, if you talk about a New World Order, even though the presidents are all talking about it, they lock you up and drug you. It doesn't exist. Globalism, North American Union, none of it exists. None of it's happening. They say it's mentally ill if you believe there's a Trans-Texas Corridor on CNN and Fox. Doesn't matter the signs are up. They're putting toll roads on the roads. It doesn't matter if the governor calls it that. Doesn't exist. And that is actually listed as one of the mental illnesses, is believing in the NAFTA superhighways. Believing in the North American Union will get you committed by many judges. They'll take your children, police, Weapons and Technology of Law Enforcement magazine, I believe is the name. I remember like 9 years ago said, if somebody has an anti-UN sticker, go ahead and arrest them. Police chief, support your officer. That's mentally ill. You're not allowed to say that. And it's a gang mentality. You see, it's the government gang. Oh, this guy's a Fed. His wife isn't. We're going to go ahead and take her in. You know, we take care of each other. The criminal group takes care of themselves. And don't worry, your cancer's spreading. You are taking over the host. America is dying, but you die with it. Your pocketbook, your future dies with it too. So don't you worry, you're not going to win anything. Go ahead and finish up your story. You said there was a good silver lining to this. Well, what was that?
Well, just to let you know, when I was actually brought in before the judge in Hamilton County, I was so drugged and so completely drugged up, I had no clue what was going on.
No, that's their favorite. And then they say, look at her. She's mentally ill. She's drooling.
She's absolutely crazy, because I had no clue. All I could say, and I could hardly speak. I was so drugged up, I slurred.
Don't you realize that this was probably set up? He had his buddies ready to, he beat you up and then called. And this was all set up, but go ahead.
All I said to the judge is that I wanted a divorce. She sentenced me to 6 months in jail. No one had ever in the history of Ohio been sentenced to 6 months in jail and given a misdemeanor one for what I did not do. After that, I am unemployable because there's a law about terror in the workplace.
And if you ever have children again, they'll try to seize those.
They tried to sterilize me while I was in jail. They were going through the lawsuit to have me sterilized. In between that time, I met my new husband now, and I became pregnant. My new husband helped me go into hiding. I was not allowed by the state of Ohio to get a divorce without the consent of my ex-husband. He had to consent to divorce me. It took 2.5 years. No attorney would represent me. I had to represent myself pro se. I'm still not allowed to see my children except supervised. I'm not allowed to go anywhere near their school, have any part, and the DHS controls every aspect of what I do with those children.
Yeah, Department of Human Services, which has an NSA guy running it. Listen, I got to jump. Ma'am, go ahead.
Call them the family court system, the family help system.
Yeah.
In the court. That's what they're called.
No, here, we got to jump. I got to jump. Listen, telling these horrible stories only pleases them. Hearing the crying, hearing the begging, hearing the sadness, the wrongness, they just swell up with evil. Oh, yes. That's what it's all about. It's about the victory against goodness. It's about the victory of evil. The victory of injustice, the victory of abuse, the victory of corruption, the victory of inside jobs, the victory of cronyism and criminal cliques, the victory over goodness. That's what all this is about. And these women, you know, I've seen it all in the newspapers. I've seen it personally. These men, they're always so shocked by it. They think that the establishment hears their story and cares. They love it. They love hurting the good. They're evil. But don't worry, there's bigger, more powerful evil creatures that are going to hurt you too. So just remember that.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Infowars.com is the website. We also have PrisonPlanet.com and redesigned again. So tell us what you think of the new design of PrisonPlanet.com by Kurt Nimmo and crew. I mean, folks, do you realize how big this economic collapse is? Do you realize how massive it is to have some of the biggest banks and brokerage firms going under, to have Lehman Brothers, the fourth largest in the country, $80-plus million of exposure just in two major mutual funds alone, where it's just fake investments? They took bad mortgages, packaged them as securities, and then sold those, but also used them as the equivalent of assets to then, through fractional reserve banking, loan out 10 times that in loans to people and as asset-backed securities. The whole system is rotten. It's biblical in proportion just how big all of this really is. And this on the heels of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, trillions and trillions of dollars. And that's just the exposure the media is admitting, the government's admitting, being taken over by the Treasury. But then you have all of those securities that were bundled, all those mortgages that were bundled and sold themselves as commodities out there on the open market. It is mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling to see this happening and to know that we are, as the American citizens, are going to be put on the hook here two different ways, at least. One, we're going to be made to, quote, pay taxes for the bailouts, because the same banks that are being bailed out, the same private Federal Reserve banks, when the Treasury issues new liquidity, interest is paid to those banks for the right of the government to create the instrument. So that's the fractional reserve banking scam that the Federal Reserve, the private Federal Reserve, set up back in 1913. And so they're instituting this implosion by design to fully suck the entire economy into it, basically. We got Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, to come on and talk about this tomorrow. A lot of other big economic guests throughout the week coming on to discuss this. But right now, let's go to the calls here. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. A couple of things I just want to tell you. A couple of weeks ago, somebody called up about the sign of the devil that they see a lot of the rock stars and fans doing. I just wanted to correct that. When the thumb is out, it's sign language for I love you. Secondly,
This is I love you, and then this is the Diablo.
Right, the Diablo.
For television, I'm holding up, like, you know, this is I love you. I think it's that way. How is it with sign language?
It's generally, basically, it's the pinky, the index finger, and the thumb is out.
No, I know, but I think they also put their hand one direction. I forget. I have to look it up.
I just wanted to correct that. Secondly,
and then this is hang loose, which means surf's up, dude.
Yeah. The other thing, as far as the food and a lot of the commercials that you have with eFoods.com, I would definitely suggest people start listening carefully, because in my side of New Jersey, the shelves have been going bare for like the last month and a half, and I've been stocking up on cans. And my third point is, don't mess with the Illuminati, because I was working with somebody who was a Mason, and I did not realize he had as much clout as he did. Basically, he was sabotaging my department, stealing information, etc. And somehow or another, a big to-do came about. He managed to get the owner of the facility to get rid of me, even though the administrator wanted to keep me. Since then, I've been blacklisted in this entire area. I moved to New Jersey. I mean, I had a
Well, it's the same thing in England. I mean, just type in to the BBC, where you can't be a judge or a barrister or a lawyer unless you're a Mason. And that's the problem. Is it becomes this good old boy club. You can debate what goes on secretly, but it becomes this good old boy club where you can't operate or have a job or even basically live in many areas of the world unless you're part of the, you know, the brotherhood, unless you're a widow's son.
Yeah, I mean, I basically had a wonderful reputation and career in New York, and I moved out here to New Jersey, and I did not realize how pervasive this was. And I only learned about it just basically through you. I mean, I've dealt with a lot of different types of people in New York my entire life. But, you know, you come out here and you realize, my God, they've got their claws into everything. So much so that I've even gone to switch right out of the career that I was in just as a means of trying to get employment. It's not happening. So it's like, if you work with somebody and they tell you they're a Mason, look for another job immediately.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. You've got people that use the Masonic system for power and control. But, I mean, to generalize, most your Masons are what they call useful idiots.
Well, the ones I've run into, even in New York, they were pretty much very egotistical, egomaniacs, to the point where they were even stealing money and food from different homeless shelters and what have you. I mean, I've actually seen it, heard it, and I just walked away from that organization that I was volunteering with. So it's just, don't want to generalize, but just the few that I've had dealings with, they are utilizing their power for corruption. You know, so basically it's just, there's a lot going on more than just that. I mean, even as a civil rights in terms of the employment, we've lost our Bill of Rights just in the workforce. Once you get into the workforce, you don't have freedom of speech or any of that other stuff. So it started there.
Well, it's more than that. I mean, they start the drug testing, which sounds reasonable, and the government starts making companies drug test, and then they DNA test, and then you got a thumb scan to get your school lunch. I mean, it's just this total control grid. People never think, well, wait, what could the government do with this power? Could they abuse me? And then you read their founding documents for all this Big Brother stuff. It is meant to control you and dominate you. Thanks for the call. Let's take another one here. Let's talk to Carlos in California. Carlos, welcome.
Hey, John. Alex, there's too many critical issues out there. You have the contrived economic collapse. You have the weather control hurricanes. And then we have the passage of the Real ID here in California. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
And so the Real ID just passed the Senate here, and it's in the government's desk for signing. And, you know, of course, that's a Trojan horse for a national ID. But eventually they're going to find a way to microchip us, and that's really what worries me, because what's going to prevent the government, due to the technology that they possess, to once they microchip us, to make us part of one big database, which will be, in essence, a world brain.
Well, exactly.
We're going to be tied to a world brain.
But, I mean, it's not even, it's even worse than that. With the face scan, with the plate scan, when you pay cash, having the thumbprint, if you're not a good little globalist, they just turn your biometric number off and you can't buy and sell. Now, that's not from the Bible. That is separately in the Bible. That's what the government and international treaties, they say that's what this is for. And that's why in Australia and Germany and England and the U.S. and Canada, all over public schools, you got a thumb scan to get your lunch. You got a thumb scan to clock in at work. You got a thumb scan to get library books. You got a thumb scan to go to a tanning salon. You got a thumb scan to clock in at work at Dillard's. You've got a thumb scan. They are admittedly, this is in their own documents from the different convention meetings and things they've had, where they promote all this, getting us ready for this. And then the corruption is going to be 100 times worse. This is a psychopathic control grid, a straitjacket, so we're chained down so the devils can have their way.
Okay, Alex, and, so they have facial recognition characteristics capabilities, so you walk down the street where there's all kinds of cameras, they're going to on the spot, you're right there, because they got your number, they got your facial characteristics. But like I say, once you're tied to a real brain, they can immediately send a command from their satellites and say, hey, I want you to kill your mom, or I want you to commit suicide, and the whole world being tied into the same system, it would automatically react like robots and carry the commands.
Well, I agree. The people that want to be God in government for 50 years have been working on different wavelengths to make you happy, to make you sad, to make you nauseous, to kill you. And, yes, they have cell tower systems. And this has been in the mainstream news. They're testing what looks like cell towers. This is DARPA, where it can literally control your mood. And, of course, Bob Woodward's talking about this new super weapon they've got, these microwave guns that fry people. And so what happens is the camera face scans you, a little drone flies by and shoots some radiation beams at you, and then you die a week later. And so that's why they're so arrogant. That's why they're like, look, we're going to take your property, we're going to play you all off against each other, and we're going to kill you. And you're going to like it. And that's what the soft kill cancer, the soft kill diabetes, all the things they're putting in the food and water and the shots, everybody getting sick. We're just like Africa. Just like Africa, they're killing people there. They're doing it here now. And it's just so sick.
Well, this whole system is worldwide, Alex. Look, I travel to Mexico every month. I go to Tijuana. The streets are bare now because in Mexico, the new world order, through the complicity of the Mexican government and, of course, the Central Intelligence Agency is probably in there, and through their control of the drug networks, have perpetrated a wave of crime across Mexico that have justified now the deployment of so much military all across various cities. They deployed like 40,000
people. Oh, listen, stay there, Carlos. I'm going to hold you over because I want to hear about this from an eyewitness. But it's admitted 1,000 murders in Nuevo Laredo alone, and another 1,000 just so far this year. That was in a headline Friday out of AFP. Another 1,000 in the town across from El Paso. And that's all by design. And you said microchips. The police are now taking chips. And if you want to work for the Justice Department in Mexico, you've got to take a chip. So, see, it's happening. But I say it's happening, they'll arrest me for being mentally ill, even though it's in the news.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 15, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $773.50. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $797.13, $398.57 for half ounce, and $199.28 for quarter ounce. That's $797.13, $398.57, and $199.28.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
All right, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Carlos in California. I skipped that segment for Infowars.com audio stream listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But Carlos was talking about all the deaths. I mean, it's just mass murder, all CIA run down there. And notice it's how right when this president who stole his way into power gets in, suddenly all the mass killing starts. And Bush is talking about $100+ billion to fight the war on drugs. And what's it produce? Tens of thousands dead, total destruction of their tourism, People are starting to not go to Cancun now because of all the murder down there. Society is unraveling. We're becoming cavemen. The crooks that run things now just have no sense. And we're becoming a third world nation just like Mexico. And that's where we're going to go. No middle class. Americans living in cardboard boxes. You wanted it. You're going to get it. Anything else, Carlos?
Well, that's all I'm saying, that people got to be aware that the police is making a lot of headway here, but it's all making a lot of headway in Mexico. And, you know, it's part of the global police state. And so we just got to be aware of all this stuff and just try to do as much as we can to alert our friends, our families, and just get ready and try to, you know, just get active, you know, because there's a lot of people who are apathetic. They don't care, and that's what's hurting us.
Well, see, now that there's mass killings in almost every town every day and government-backed, now the government can pose as the savior. It doesn't matter if it's a total dictatorship down there. That's the same thing here. They're fighting terrorism. Thanks for the call, Carlos. Let's talk to Rick in Indiana. Rick, you're on the air.
All right, Alex, good to talk to you, man. First-time caller, long-time listener. I want to read something to you first, man, because I know that you get stressed out. I can see it on the video. I can see it on your face. I understand you get worked up, but I know you're a Christian, and one of the things I want to share with you is for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. So keep the light bright, brother. Keep it going. Listen, I work for a broadcast network that you used to be on globally. It was on shortwave and also on one of our FM frequencies. And I asked why you were pulled a while back, because they pulled you before I actually started working for the company. I thought, well, why would they pull the show? You know, because you didn't do anything or didn't say anything on the air that really affected anyone in particular. So I started looking into it, and then I was basically told to quit asking questions. You don't want to go there. So I started doing some investigating, got to know some people and some higher-ups in the company. And one of the things I asked was, you know, hey, what do you feel about the NAU? And one of the things is they looked at me kind of funny, like, what do you mean? That's, you know, they gave me a look like, ah, whatever, I'm not worried about that. You know, that's just a bunch of malarkey or one of the conspiracy theorists. But yet they had a concern on the CFR. So I thought, you know, this is a Christian company that I work for that's supposed to uphold the truth in all things. And yet, here we are, we're bending backwards for the all-powerful dollar that just keeps seeming to fade. And it just makes me wonder, you know, what can somebody in my position, anybody that would be in this position, would want to know what's going on? And here I am. I'm more.
Well, you know, that's what happens. They need to destroy me because I'm a symbol of the resistance. And people need to realize that they're trying to destroy, and I haven't wanted to be this, one of the symbols or one of the icons of resistance. But they do that. So I've been thrown off a lot of networks, a lot of affiliates, a lot of sub-networks for talking about 9/11 being an inside job, for the things I've done. But that isn't enough for the enemy. They then have to fool the weak-minded out there, and they come out and say, Alex Jones works for ABC. Now, it isn't true, but they repeat it and they say it to then try to discredit me. And they don't care what the truth is. People want to believe the good yarn. The truth is there are three radio satellites. Anybody can go lease a feed on them. And we're on an ABC star guide. We used to also rent a Clear Channel star guide. But they didn't tell us when we signed up for it that they wouldn't give the descrambling code. Station owners and managers know how ridiculous this rumor that I work for ABC is. Because they understand you have three kinds of receivers, a Jones receiver, an ABC receiver, or a Star Guide receiver. They're about to come out with some new systems, to get radio. People say, well, XM2, but that's separate. And we wanted to get on there, and they Clear Channel owns and controls that and won't put us on there as well. They know we have a big audience. So we're censored at every quarter. And so we found out that most stations have ABC receivers. And so we go out and lease one of those, and then they say, oh, we work for ABC. We're an affiliate of ABC. That's like if I have an AT&T cell phone. No, I'm not with AT&T. Or if I have a Sony camera, I don't work for Sony. I have, you know, it's like if I have Time Warner Cable. I have service from them. It's not that I work for Time Warner. But stay there. I want to talk to you during the break. I don't know what network you're talking about.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
We really should be positive. People worldwide know that 9/11 is an inside job. The majority of people in every major poll I've seen don't believe the official story. The bankers' propaganda is not being listened to by the people that count. You can have billions of couch potatoes that would drink cyanide if they were ordered to by the government. They don't count. What counts is people that are involved and informed. Informed and involved. And that's why I'm just so honored to be associated with all of you out there. I just love you. Because you are the people that care, the people that are involved, and we're doing the best job we can to reach out to who we can. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Ohio, then Sam. Oh, no, James just hung up. We'll go to Sam in England, Carlos, Steve, and others. Sam in England, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I want to say I love what you're doing with PrisonPlanet.tv.
And, thank you.
You made two of the best films ever, in my opinion.
What films were those?
Terror Storm and Endgame.
Thank you.
Yeah, in Terror Storm, when you see Brian Hall outside Parliament. Do you remember him, the anti-war protester?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd spoken to him a few times, so. And I just wonder whether you saw an article on about GMO seeds found in Scotland.
Well, I know that it's supposedly banned in England, but the companies keep coming in and planting it near growth belts to infect the other plants. It's a military operation.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say on the article, it said that they originated from North America, so I wondered what you thought about that.
Well, the big GMO makers, there's only four big companies. They're all basically Pentagon fronts. Everything, the fake news, the propaganda, the Northcom, Homeland Security, GMO, it's all designed by them for full-spectrum dominance. They've stated this. And so they come into countries, and they buy plots of land, and they plant their GMO foods where it's illegal. And they've caught company workers driving along throwing seeds out of the backs of trucks into the ditches by farmers' land to infect their crops. It's a bioweapon attack. It's a eugenics attack. I'm not just saying that. It really is, folks. And to realize the full magnitude of that, it is dumbfounding. It is dumbfounding to come to grips with the fact that we have a completely lawless criminal government, a criminal elite. But what are people doing up there in your neck of the woods in England? Are they waking up to the New World Order? It seems like they are when I do radio interviews.
Yeah, quite a lot of people are, but not too many in my area because we live in quite a rural area. So there's not so many people waking up around here.
Well, are they just keeping it themselves or what's happening?
Yeah, they just keep to themselves. It's like they're in their own sort of world down here.
You say down here. Where are you in England?
Gloucester, sure. It's like near Wales, on the border of Wales, England.
Yeah. Is that hilly?
We have a lot of chemtrails around here and stuff like that, but people just don't seem to notice.
And they won't notice either when their kids get diabetes for no reason from the shots or they die. They'll just go to the hospital and die and love the government. That's what it's all about, loving the government. Never being free, never knowing how the world really works, just living in darkness. Well, my friend, I would challenge you to wake people up one mind at a time. And a lot of times you'll find people are just keeping to themselves because they do know what's going on. So I challenge you to be a light in your area and to expose darkness.
Yeah.
What do you think of all the big banks and things going under and talk of 1,000 U.S. banks going under and hundreds of billions of dollars in losses a day? Meanwhile, people literally on talk radio are saying the economy strong. Sarah Palin's going to save us. Barack Obama's going to save us. And they're just dancing in the streets, loving it.
What's the difference between, on the American news, CNN and things like that? They don't really admit it, but over here they do seem to admit more that we're in a recession and seem to be a bit more open about it.
Well, it's very upsetting to me. It's very depressing to me to know that the very same parties have designed all this. We have their documents where they admit they've designed it. The general public doesn't even know there's an international architecture or powerful financiers. They've been told that doesn't exist. I mean, it's just so childlike to talk to adults who just go, no, I'm in charge of my life and there's no elite and Barack Obama and Hillary and all that's real. And it's just, sometimes it really freaks me out. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Sam. Another Carlos, this time in Michigan. Carlos, you're on the air.
Alex, how's it going, man?
Good.
Yeah, my concern is with the violence happening in Mexico, man. I was interested with because you had the interview with Celia Castillo, and I listened to that online. It was a great interview, by the way, and I'm interested in you having him back online. But my mom brought this up yesterday. I was born in Chihuahua, Mexico, and there was an incident where they found 24 people shot to death execution style. Close to a ranch that we have down there. And I know people don't realize, but this violence is going to spill over to the U.S. borders and in the U.S.
already,
cities.
No, look, because the media doesn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
What cops don't know about all the dead cops? Because they're only taught to fear the citizen. They're not taught to ever know what's going on the border or what's going on anywhere else. See, just like people fear Al-Qaeda, like a child doesn't fear being run over by a car, the real threat to them. But they fear monsters in the closet. It's that archetypal fear. So police fear the citizens, but they don't fear what really kills them, like car wrecks. You see, the public fears Al-Qaeda, but they don't fear the government that's taking all their rights, though statistically governments are the greatest takers of liberty and property and life, you see. But they've been taught to fear. But yeah, tell folks what's going on in Mexico. 2,000 dead in the last 9 months alone on the Texas-Mexico border. 2,000 dead. And in this atmosphere of lawlessness, there are rapes and murders and killings, because when society unravels and when the government goes totally rogue, then the other criminals run wild. Go ahead and tell folks what's happening in Mexico, because I get emails saying it's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, no, the 2,000 number you said is it's probably a low number, because a lot of the deaths that that happened on there, a lot of the bodies that are not found, people that are not, that are missing, they're not considered dead, so they're not even a number. So 2,000 is a low number, so it's probably higher than that. And
keep going. I wanted to hear what he had to say. Are you still there, Carlos? All right, we lost his line, so he can call back in. I want to hear the story. Now, I got a new knife this weekend. I was pulling it out to show people, and it seemed to scare Paul in there running the show for some reason. I was going to say, you know, down in Mexico, they don't have a lot of guns. The citizens don't. But the criminals down there do have guns, and all the citizens have are little knives to fight back with. And if the cops catch you with one of these, you get beat up and go to jail in Mexico. So that was my point. And we see the same domestication now starting here in the United States, where, you know, if they catch a teenager with a little knife in their pocket, it's something we all carried as kids. I mean, for me, it's totally normal just to have a pocket knife in there. And, you know, I like pick my fingernails with it, pick my teeth with it. I need to cut something, I slice it. But no, this is even frowned upon in the United States now. See, I'm becoming a slave. I'm becoming a serf, a peon. And it's just really sad. And as Mexico unravels, as it falls apart, more and more of these poor people come up here. Drives down wages further. So it's quite a mess. Did Carlos ever get back in? John? Carlos ever get back in? I wanted to hear from him. Steve in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead. Oh, sorry. Put Steve on hold. I didn't see that. Brian disagrees. So we'll put him on for a minute first. People that disagree go to get preferential treatment, which isn't right, but we do it, huh? Go ahead. You're on the air, Brian.
I got a small fundamental disagreement on 9/11 as proposed in one of your films. I like most of them. In fact, I just caught the new one, America, or the old one, one of the first ones, America Destroyed by Design, which I thought was really enlightening about the parks and how they've been turned over to the UN.
That's all in official executive orders.
Oh, I know. I've read them. But my disagreement is with you in the newest film, the most recent Loose Change one. They didn't go into enough depth on the Pentagon, and Burmese's people had more information. I spoke to Craig Ranke and Aldo of thepentagon.com out in California, and at the Payman Montejitas Truth Rally over a year ago, they had actual footage where they interviewed on site the Pentagon police officers that said the plane came in on the north side, which debunked the government's official story. They've got 13 other north side witnesses that saw it come in over the Navy Annex, and
Listen, nothing single-handedly. I mean, this radio show, my wonderful listeners, total have had a bigger effect than the Loose Change phenomenon. But nothing single-handedly has woken up more people, had a bigger effect than Loose Change Second Edition. And now Loose Change Final Cut. The first edition really was kind of an underground deal, and a lot of people didn't see that. And second edition was much better. Was it perfect? Or my film's perfect? No, but you know, 98% accurate, going in the right direction. You know, the official story is definitely a fraud. But to say that you guys didn't do enough or you guys didn't make the right film, it's hard making a film. It's hard. Getting all this stuff done. And it was Loose Change Second Edition that really exposed the Pentagon. And so to then say that they somehow I mean, it's kind of like we're on the football field and we've run six touchdowns, seven touchdowns, and other people are in the nosebleed seats with a Coors Light and a hot dog. I just knocked something off the table here. Oh, thank God this dressing didn't bust open. Going, you should have run the shotgun I formation. You know, I think you should have put in, you know, this linebacker other than that one or this runner. And, I mean, frankly, I'm doing everything I can do, and the loose change guys are doing everything they can do. And I just think it's a distraction to say you had this, you had that. I know they had some interviews, but they couldn't vet them. They couldn't confirm them. You know, they couldn't put everything in that film. They also had stuff like hard drives die on them, and it was hard even getting that film out. It was a three-ring circus. All the guys were going around and speaking and doing radio interviews and having groupies show up out there and, you know, all the rest of it. But, I mean, hell, I'm sorry. I'm bad. What can I do for you?
No,
I haven't done enough. No, it's true. We're bad. We're covering up the truth. But anyways, what else is going on?
You probably didn't know. All I ask is, can you have the people from the Pentagon on or April Gallup? That's it.
April Gallup. Who? That name rings a bell.
She was pulled through the hole of the Pentagon.
Yeah, that's right. And then
maternity leave.
That's right, maternity leave. I know who April Gallup is.
Yeah.
Sure. I believe we've tried to get April Gallup on. You know, it doesn't mean that people just come on the show. There's a lot of people that we've tried to get on, but we'll do that again. April Gallup. That's actually a good guest to have on. Will you make sure that Trey gets that? I'm sure he's in there listening. Okay.
I will say one more thing. I was holding Luke's camera up there in Denver, and in no way did you say kill Michelle Malcolm. I videotaped the whole thing.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that for you saying that, but we all know that's a lie. We all know I paid you to say that. It doesn't matter what all the video shows. I'm not saying it doesn't matter if people with her said it. I'm evil. And you know what? I'm happy to be the bad guy. I didn't say it, but if people want to say I said it, that's fine. Okay. Carlos is back. Okay, Carlos, tell us what's happening in Mexico.
Oh, hey, Alex. Sorry about that. Phone is a little shitty. Sorry about that. But,
that's okay. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Speaking of the violence, I have a lot of family back in Chihuahua, right the heart of central of really all the violence is at, if you know. I have grandparents, uncles, and last year my father's cousin got picked up, and as you know, the hijackings and the abductions are at sky high right now. He got abducted right next to his house, and they found his body the next day, you know, shot again execution style, and that's just, like I said, it's touched home. And having so much family down in Mexico, you know, I basically grew up in the drug violence, you know, it's a lot, it's like profit for a lot of people, that's what people live on down there. So, you know, this drug prohibition in the United States is destroying these Latin American countries, and it started really down in South America with Colombia and all those countries, and as you know, it's moving closer and closer to the United States, you know.
That's what COG did. Is they made drugs illegal and they set up continental government to battle drugs while the CIA is always being caught with crashing airplanes and trucks full of cocaine and heroin. Our troops openly guard the poppy fields in Afghanistan as eight times what was being produced during the Taliban is now being produced. I mean, again, Richard Grasso, head of the New York Stock Exchange in 1999, goes to the FARC guerrillas and says, invest your drug money with us. They had a law passed in the U.S. to make it legal. And then they make drugs illegal, so it makes a huge black market. It energizes criminal gangs. It makes them fight with each other. And then you have the U.S. in Colombia, in Mexico, in Nicaragua, El Salvador, in Peru, all down there killing each other over the cocaine, marijuana, and heroin.
Yeah.
And it's a perfect system to wreck the societies. Just like they made alcohol illegal, and it turned out that it was big Canadian breweries and whiskey makers, distilleries, that had helped get it passed, knowing it would quadruple their, and alcoholism tripled, prices more than quadrupled. It energized the feds, their excuse, their prerogative to go out and do stuff. It energized the mafia, it corrupted the police, but it isn't enough for the drug dealers. They're going to ship drugs in. And they're going to put you in jail if you're caught using them in their private prisons that literally are owned by the money laundering banks.
Yep.
And they're going to take your pension funds. And they're going to take all the money out of the Pentagon. And they're going to do it because they've got the weapons. And that's it. Until the dumb public stops going along with it, stops living in la-la land, it's only going to get worse. But, Carlos, tell me more about what's happening in Mexico.
Well, as you know, the drug war is basically just the driving force behind the police state. So you're seeing a lot more military and cops running around everywhere. And, you know, people think it's good, but a lot of these cops are just corrupt as the drug dealers themselves, you know.
And again, the U.S. takes fiat dollars that Americans are going to have to pay for and for the interest on, and then just gives tens of billions a year to Mexico to do it.
Sick. Mm-hmm. It's just like Colombia all over again. It's just the exact same thing. I read, was it Paul Scott's Cocaine Politics in Central America? And that was a great book. I read that when I was like 16. And it's the exact same as in Colombia. It's just, you know, just like the 1920s with alcohol prohibition. It's happening all over again, just at a larger scale. And, you know, people need to wake up.
Any other stories you want to tell us about what's happening in Mexico? I mean, French news agency reports 2,000 dead just in two towns on the Texas border. Hundreds dead on this side. Mass death. Rocket attacks, hand grenade attacks on the U.S. side, total media blackout here in the U.S. other than local papers. It's freedom. Anything else you want to add, Carlos?
Well, just having Mexican parents, I hear about these stories every morning. You know, every morning, my mom.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip!
The logical companion of GLUR 5, GLUR 6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Well, the union's a big businessman, and it's going down as a dinosaur. Well, they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole business is gonna be against the law.
You know, it's one thing. It's one thing to talk about how the International Banking Crime Syndicate is going to set up a police state so they can loot the treasury and implode the country. It's one thing to know that's their plan. It's another thing to see them doing it. It's another thing, I mean, you know, to be here. Kind of like you're waiting to be executed, and you're now we're being led up to the gallows. That's a whole other thing. And the caller was saying, I think they'll have martial law before the election. Hey, they snuck attack Russia a month ago. They could do anything. The globalists did. They just bankrupt Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and a bunch of other companies in the last week. And a bunch of other consortium slush funds. They could do anything and everything. These people are bold. They fly remote control aircraft into buildings. I mean, these are some bold people. They put cancer viruses in the population's vaccines and shoot them up and watch everybody start dying from it. I mean, these are some bold people. They're slick. They're just over the top. They're the bravado, the chutzpah, the will, the scope, the daring. And against a bunch of arrogant know-it-alls who really don't know anything, it's a bad situation. I know we got Tom, Caleb, Chris, and others. I'm going to try to cram Caleb and others here in just a minute. I didn't really plug anything but my videos once today, and that is what makes this show possible. All we can do is fight on to the end, whatever the cost may be, so I hope you'll visit Infowars.com and get some of the great books and videos and films we've made. They're the best out there, and get them out to people. And I hope to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership so we can expand our operations here and fight the New World Order. I also hope that you will support sponsors like eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. Big banners to eFoodsDirect.com at the top of Infowars. .com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, eFoodsDirect.com. You can go there and watch videos and listen to audios about storable foods and preparedness. Really good stuff from Steve Shank. Or you can call toll-free, get a free brochure, audio CD, or order storable foods, high-quality storable foods. 1-800, very affordable, though, 1-800-409-5633. The big thing is take care of yourselves. Take care of yourselves first, then you can take care of other people. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. And I hope that you will certainly check them out. There's also Ecolo Blue, and it is spelled out for everybody. ECOLOBlue.com. Big banner up on Infowars.com if you forget it. But it's EcoloBlue.com. ECOLOBlue.com. And it's humidity right out of the air. And it does 7.5 gallons a day in normal humidity, about half that in the desert. And you can just grab water out of the air, plug a solar panel into it or into the wall. Atmospheric water generator for the home, 1-866-585-4044, 1-866-585-4044, or EcoloBlue.com. Don't wait. It's a great system. Check it out today, 866-585-4044. I'm sorry. We'll have a bunch of big guests tomorrow and your phone calls. Throughout the week, really important shows lined up for you. And how does the radio show grow? By you spreading the word. If you're an internet listener, not an AM or FM, but internet listener, you can tune right back in to the show at Infowars.com. A bunch of key economic news at the start of the show. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today. A day off.